This is KCUR 89.3. During World War II, a cramped attic in Amsterdam served as a makeshift home for 2 years for Anne Frank, her family, and 4 others. They were Jewish and hiding from the Nazis. Anne's father was the only occupant of this secret annex to survive, but their stories live on in Anne's diary, published after the war. In the 1950s, the diary of Anne Frank was turned into a play and a film. Now, decades later, there's an update for a new era. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
In a basement rehearsal room at the Performing Arts Center at UMKC, a cluster of actors are getting notes or feedback from director Marissa Wolf.
There's so much beautiful kind of breathing into it and just sort of being so present.
Marissa Wolf is tall and energetic, with short blonde hair. Wolf was hired in 2015 as director of new works at the Kansas City Repertory Theater. The Diary of Anne Frank marks her debut at the Rep as a director.
It's so joyful and exciting for me to be able to work on this contemporary classic.
As Wolf points out, it's a classic work, but this is the first production in Kansas City of playwright Wendy Kesselman's adaptation. It's based on the more complete edition of The Teenager's Diary, published in 1997.
I was excited to work with the Kesselman text because, for me, the way into the play is really through Anne's voice and the lens through which she sees the world.
Anne Frank's family was Jewish, and in the early 1930s, with Hitler's rise to power in Germany, they moved to the Netherlands. But after German occupation and the threat of Jewish deportations, they went into hiding in 1942. Anne had just turned 13, and for 2 years, Anne, her mother and father, and older sister Margit lived in a small annex in Amsterdam, along with 4 other people. Always in fear of discovery by the Nazis.
It's terrifying, and I think it's so essential to allow ourselves to connect with the characters in this play, the humanity of the characters, the laughter, the joy, the life inside the annex.
You aren't jealous of Peter and me?
Rachel Shapiro plays Anne, and Nicole Marie Green plays Margit. In this scene, they talk about Peter, a teenage boy also living in the annex who's been spending time with Anne.
Tell the truth. Who wouldn't want someone to visit every night, have deep conversation with, and who knows what else? Yes, I'm jealous, but not of you and Peter. I'd just like someone of my own. I'm happy you have someone.
Rachel Shapiro says although there's tension between the sisters, there's also closeness.
They're normal sisters in this horrible situation, but you know, they are competitive in certain ways and then jealous of each other in certain ways and then so loving in other ways.
The actors are never off stage, and Nicole Marie Green says it's just like the characters they play who weren't able to leave the annex.
You get to view kind of them living their daily lives, you know, whether it's changing, reading a book, doing homework, cooking. And there's something really fascinating in watching other people do the basic things that you do every day.
I don't know how.
It's the first day for actors to rehearse on stage at the Spencer Theater, and set designer Maya Link stands behind rows of seats and points out where the actors enter the annex from the pit.
Kind of like they disappear from there, like that's the outer world is down there.
Working with director Marissa Wolf, she says, was a collaborative process. Wolf shared images reflecting Anne's inner world, such as paintings by Chagall, and Link did architectural research and mapped out a storyboard.
What I created was this open structure that's very porous. It's like a membrane where you can sort of see, you can see into their world, but you can feel that there's danger coming in from the outside.
The set is made of dark wood, and it's open and high. There's a giant bookshelf at the back, lined with cardboard and shards of glass. And it was a bookshelf that hid the secret annex from view. Director Marissa Wolf calls it a landscape of emotion.
While the life goes on, and the sort of goal of our inhabitants of the annex is always to live, to live as normal a life as possible, we are aware, of course, always, as they are, that the Holocaust looms, that war looms right outside.
To help audiences understand it even more, outside the theater, there's a traveling exhibit called Anne Frank, A History for Today. Through stories and pictures, it shows the impact of lives cut short. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
Kansas City Repertory Theater presents The Diary of Anne Frank through February 21st. For more arts and culture stories, visit our website, kcur.org/arts.